She that disputes. Surah Al-Mujadala. Topic of the surah. Emphasis on making the all-encompassing, deep knowledge of Allah clear. With the aim of developing his consciousness and warning against his disobedience.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما إن الله سميع بصير.
Explanation. O Messenger, verily Allah has heard the words of the woman. She was Khawla bint Thalaba, who was discussing the issue of her husband with you, who was Aws ibn Samit, after he had done dhihar to her. She was complaining to Allah about what her husband had done to her. And Allah was listening to your exchange of words. Nothing is hidden from Him. Indeed, He's the hearing of the speech of His servants and the seeing of their actions. None of them are hidden from Him.
الَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِهِمْ مَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِهِمْ إِنْ أُمَّهَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا اللَّائِي وَلَدْنَهُمْ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَزُورًا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌّ غَفُورٌ.
Those who do dhihar to their wives by saying to them, "You are for me like the back of my mother," have lied in the statements of theirs. Their wives are not their mothers. Their mothers are only those women who gave birth to them. And when they make such statements, they are uttering a disgusting, false statement. But indeed, Allah is overlooking and forgiving. He has legislated an atonement for you to free you of the sin.
والذين يظاهرون من نسائهم ثم يعودون لما قالوا فتحرير رقبة من قبل أن يتماسا ذلكم توعظون به والله بما تعملون خبير.
It is necessary upon those who utter this disgusting statement, and then intend to have sexual intercourse with the wife they did dhihar to, that they make amends by freeing a slave before they have intercourse. This aforementioned ruling you have been commanded to carry out is a reprimand for you for the dhihar, and Allah is aware of your actions. None of your actions are hidden from Him.
فَمَن لَّمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ مِن قَبْلِ أَن يَتَمَاسَّا فَمَن لَّمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَإِطْعَامُ 60 مِسْكِينًا ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
So whoever cannot find a slave to free, it is necessary upon him to fast for 2 months consecutively before he has sexual intercourse with the wife he did dhihar to. Then, whoever is incapable of fasting for 2 months consecutively should feed 60 poor people. This command I have given is so that you believe that Allah is the one who has commanded you with it, and so you carry it out. These rulings that I legislate for you are my limits I have set for my servants, so do not trespass them. As for those who disbelieve in the commands of Allah and the limits He has set, they will face a painful punishment.
إن الذين يحادون الله ورسوله كبتوا كما كبت الذين من قبلهم وقد أنزلنا آيات بينات وللكافرين عذاب مهين.
Indeed, those who regard Allah and His Messenger to be their enemies will be humiliated and exiled, just as the people of the past who regarded them as enemies were humiliated and exiled. Verily, I have revealed clear verses, and those who disbelieve in Allah, His Messenger and His verses will face a humiliating punishment.
يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُهُم بِمَا عَمِلُوا أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ.
On the day when Allah will resurrect them all, not leaving any of them out, He will then inform them of their shameful actions in the world which He recorded against them. He misses none of their actions, yet they themselves will forget them but find them having been recorded in their books of deeds, which leave no small or big deed unrecorded. And Allah is aware of everything. None of their actions remain hidden from Him. Beneficial points. Allah is kind to the weak among His servants, because He helps them and listens to the obligation of worship on them. The supplication of an oppressed person will be accepted, even though it may be after a while. Dhihar is one of the major sins, because it is effectively prohibiting that which Allah has made permissible.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
O Messenger, do you not see that Allah knows everything that is in the heavens and everything on earth? Nothing within them is hidden from Him. No three people talk among themselves except that Allah, may He be glorified, is the fourth among them through His knowledge. Nor do five people talk among themselves except that He, may He be glorified, is the sixth among them through His knowledge. Nor any less or any more than these numbers, except that Allah is with them through His knowledge, wherever they may be. No speech of theirs remains hidden from Him. He will then inform them of their actions on the Day of Judgment. Indeed, He knows everything, nothing is hidden from Him.
ألم تر إلى الذين نهوا عن النجوى ثم يعودون لما نهوا عنه ويتناجون بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول وإذا جاءوك حيوك بما لم يحيك به الله ويقولون في أنفسهم لولا يعذبنا الله بما نقول حسبهم جهنم يصلونها فبئس المصير.
Oh messenger, do you not see the Jews who used to secretly whisper when they would see a believer? Then Allah prohibited them from such whispering, but they would return to committing exactly that which Allah prohibited them from, secretly discussing sin among themselves, for example, backbiting the believers, inciting people against them, and disobedience to the Messenger. O Messenger, when they come to they greet you with a greeting Allah has not taught you to greet with, for example, by saying, Assalamu alaik, meaning, death be upon you. And they say, rejecting the Prophet, peace be upon him, why does Allah not punish us for what we say? Because if he was truthful in his claim that he is a prophet, Allah would have punished us for what we say about him. Hell is enough of a punishment for them, for what they say. They will definitely suffer its heat. What an evil outcome they will face.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تناجيتم فلا تتناجوا بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول وتناجوا بالبر والتقوى واتقوا الله الذي إليه تحشرون.
All those who have faith in Allah and act upon what He has legislated for them, do not secretly discuss things that incur sin, incite enmity against, or disobedience to the Messenger, in case you become like the Jews. Rather, discuss things that lead to obedience to Allah and refraining from His disobedience, and be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed, because He alone is the one towards whom you will be gathered on the Day of Judgment, for accountability and requital.
إنما النجوى من الشيطان ليحزن الذين آمنوا وليس بضارهم شيئا إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
Secret discussions that contain sin, inciting enmity, and disobedience to the Messenger are only the result of Satan adoring and whispering to his associates so that he can cause grief to the believers that they are being plotted against. However, neither Satan nor his beautification of things will harm the believers in any way, except if Allah wills and intends it. So it is upon Allah that the believers should rely in all their affairs.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم وإذا قيل انشزوا فانشزوا يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير.
After Allah mentioned the etiquette of speech, He mentions the etiquette of gatherings and says, O those who have faith in Allah and act upon what Allah has legislated for them, when you are told, make space in gatherings, then make space. Allah will create ease for you in your worldly lives and in the afterlife. And when you are told, leave from so and so gathering, so that people of virtue may take part in them, leave those gatherings. Allah, may He be glorified, will raise in great stature those who have faith among you and those blessed with knowledge. And Allah is the knower of whatever you do. None of your actions are hidden from Him, and He will requite you for them. Beneficial points. Allah's, may He be glorified, knowledge is vast. Three people should not have a private conversation, leaving one person out, because that could cause him grief by thinking they are talking about him. Satan invites towards evil and discord between the hearts of people. From the etiquette of gathering is that you create space for others and them. Requital is of the same nature as the deed. Whoever wishes for a good requital should do good deeds.